From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Columbia residents traveled to the Daniel Boone Regional Library yesterday to cast their votes for the Missouri presidential primary. KBIA's Mawa Iqbal speaks with voters.
It's the presidential primaries in Missouri, and residents all across the state are visiting their local polling site to cast their vote.
There's a sticker for you. You're welcome.
Here in Columbia, voters are gathered at the Daniel Boone Regional Library in hopes of making their voice heard.
So I'm still thinking about Biden versus Sanders as I'm walking in the door.
Ensuring a future and a safe planet for the child that we already have and the one on the way is really important to me, protecting my kid's future. And I think that Bernie has the best ideas to actually put his plans into action.
I'm an independent conservative, and so I don't care for Trump. I would go for an independent, but if I was going Democratic, I sure as heck don't want the communist, and I do say communist, Bernie Sanders, because he's in disguise as a socialist. I don't want that threat for this America.
I'm very much into Bernie Sanders, in fact, as a newcomer to this beautiful country. He's about things which we really have back there in our countries, like health insurance.
If you don't have health care, what use is any other right? You know, if you're dead, how are you going to have free speech or anything else? So Medicare for all is the way to go. That's why I voted Bernie Sanders today.
Joe Biden led in votes in both the state and Boone County, with 60.1% and 50.5% of the votes, respectively. A person who attended NICAR 20, a data journalism conference in New Orleans this past weekend, has tested presumptively positive for COVID-19. A group of at least two dozen MU students and faculty from the School of Journalism also attended the conference. Investigative reporters and editors issued a statement last night confirming the positive test. It says the person has mild symptoms and is expected to fully recover. The person is self-quarantined at home for 14 days and is reaching out to people who they came into close contact with during the conference. According to the Columbia Missourian, MU is instructing all students and faculty who attended the conference to self-quarantine. There have been no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Columbia. On that note, Missouri lawmakers discussed preparing for coronavirus yesterday. Cassidy Arena has the story.
Missouri health officials say the state is ready and well-supplied to deal with the spread of coronavirus. Dr. Randall Williams is the director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. He says residents should take all necessary precautions, specifically those over the age of 65, as the CDC has expanded criteria for testing requirements to include those above 65 with symptoms. The state has the supplies available to test close to 1,000 people and enough hospital space to treat 3,000 COVID-19 patients. Williams says the state has tested about 40 people with only one, quote, presumptive positive. As of right now, Williams says 81% of people infected with coronavirus will only have mild symptoms. I'm Cassidy Arena.
And I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.